Hey there, Ariana here.
Jamal is in the building.
And you are listening to Classes in Session. So let's hop right into it and talk about your little $20.
Hey man, I'm gonna pay you back them little $20.
It's so small when they gotta pay it back.
But the biggest 20 you ever seen when they asking for it.
Nothing like it.
I'm talking about Harriet Tubman already on the front of it. Collector's item.
It's a gem.
They gonna bear it for their great-great-grandkids to find. But they just need your
$20. $20, that's all.
How does it make you feel when you hear someone say that about money they owe you?
So, it's funny because I've never had anybody say it to me directly.
Oh, you a good one.
I've always overheard it in conversation, like, I gotta get such and such that little $20 at the end of the week. Or... such and such texted me about her $20.
I'm going to give them that little $20.
Right.
Oh, well, me, I have heard it. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I have heard it. I saw it in a text. I guess I'm more of a lender than you are. I have been more of a lender than you are. So I saw it. How it made me feel, I want to go choke my $20 out of you. But I don't want to do it because you're going to think the $20 is the reason why you're getting choked. Not that your word, you went back on your word. Not you said you was going to give it on Friday and you didn't. So I just have to fall back and chill and wait the next Friday because we know what this Friday means.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, how I am, if you ask for, like, the only way I can lend you some money and feel confident, you get a new job and you come to me, hey, Jamal, let me borrow $100 till the first time I get paid. I just need this for gas and, you know, lunch, to put my 2 weeks in a hole or whatnot, then, hey, I'll happily give it to you.
Two weeks in the hole.
You know, that's how it go where we're from. So I'll happily give you that $100, think, hey, I'm helping you and leading you to more money.
Right.
And just think about that. On the flip side, I got a story.
Uh-oh.
Right, this is. And this story is about my brother. And I don't think he'll mind, because, I mean, he bring it up all the time. And even if he did mind, hey, I wasn't in the wrong.
No lie record.
And so basically what happened, my brother had gotten some legal trouble in Tuscaloosa and he had got a lawyer. And so he was paying the lawyer $250 every month. And bro, he had a pretty good job. He was working at Mayday's, working overtime. So he was bringing home about $700, $800 a week at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So every last week of the month, he would hit me up. Hey, bro, can you go pay my lawyer tomorrow? And I've been just left home. He ain't sent me no money, but he want me to basically, man, pay my lawyer and then I give it back to you. I think Mayday get paid on Thursday. I give it back to you on Thursday. So this one time he did it, I'm about to go shoot ball, and I just thought about it. Man, I ain't giving him this money. This dude got all month to pay. He get paid four times, sometimes five times a month. And he don't think, let me go ahead and get the $250 out of the way. This little $250
chump change.
You know, chump change. He had no responsibility, nothing. I'm talking about, I wasn't paying nobody nothing. So I get back to my phone. I get four text messages. He cussing me out, going in. I'm like, what going on? What wrong with him? Look, I forgot I told him no. But I was like, what in the world? And so then the moral of the story, he got out of his feelings about a week or two later. And he ended up telling me that was the best thing you could have done for me because I would have kept depending on you. And you kind of made me handle my business. What you said made sense. And it just made him grow up. So I feel like the lesson is way more important than any amount of money you can let somebody borrow.
I like it. So my uncle told me, if you are expecting money to be paid back to you, don't give it to him in the first place.
That's a good one.
So it's like, it's been times when, I'm not going to call no names, hurt no feelings, but it's been times where he's like, okay, you know, boom, 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 I got this money in my pocket. They better be glad I had it in my pocket. If not, they wouldn't have got it.
Because, I mean, your uncle on another level compared to me. What I always say is I'll let you borrow money that won't hurt me. Like, first of all, I never let you borrow some money that I'm going to need. So I see what he's saying, though. Because me, he a good one. I'm looking for my back. I don't need this, but I need you to keep your word.
That's the thing. You say he a good one?
Yeah, he a good one.
It don't happen often.
Okay, he a even better one than me then. He so, a better yeah. one than me. But I don't know. Everybody, they say they got credit with me like they got with the white folk. As long as I keep my credit good with Jamal, I'm good.
You need to start charging interest on your little $20.
I used to, and it wasn't 20. I used to charge interest. I used to charge interest to get pretty little penny.
So when lending money, one of the things I've started doing is, not that I lend a lot of money, because I'm real stingy.
Right.
But, I'm not lending you any money for your habit that I wouldn't have for me.
All right, now.
So it's like, if I see you smoking away your $20, you're not getting no money from me to buy no cancer sticks.
All right.
So it only makes sense. You have to, I don't know, be an upstanding citizen almost to expect some money from me.
This is what I say. I don't mind giving to the person that don't ask or won't ask. If I see you need help and you're the type of person you don't want to ask nobody for no help, I might lend a hand to you. But if you somebody like you're saying, where you're always asking or you always put yourself in a predicament where you would need to ask, because if you think about it, basically they do whatever they want to do with their money, throw it down the drain, give it to whoever, and turn to the person that's doing the right thing with their money and asking them for their money when they're doing everything right, and in their head, I know they got it. So my message to everybody that's like that or their mindset, like, even if you don't want to admit it, but the person that you always turn to and you know they got it, pay attention to what they do with their own money.
Right.
And that will help you collect. Because in my brother's situation, or the example that I gave you guys, money wasn't his issue. Like, getting money wasn't his issue. It was keeping the money. It was the things he was doing with his money. It was flushing his money down the toilet. So most of the time, money's not people issue. It is the habits. It's what you're doing with the money. So don't turn to Jamal because he don't smoke. He don't drink. He don't throw his money away. He don't buy a six pack every time he go to the store. Mm-hmm. He pack his lunch at work. We know he got it. He ain't spending $10, $12 at lunch every day. You know, so just try to pay attention to the small things of what that person is doing to keep their money, and model that, and be a happy journey. You'll be someone that'll be asking, hey, where my $20 at? Because they say money make the world go round. But no, there's a bigger lesson in all of that. And kind of in my head, money doesn't grow on trees. But then again, I feel like it do, because it's so easy to get. But people don't know what to do when they get it.
And they're not responsible.
And they don't think about they're getting a lot of money. They're thinking about, what can I go buy? What can I spend it on? What can I? Like mom used to say, you got a hole in your pocket. Like every dollar I get, I'm trying to save it. Save it, save it, save it. I'm not spending anything. I feel like I don't need anything. Not to say I got everything, but I just feel like without having anything, I'm whole as a person. So I don't need the small things.
Okay.
You know, a little deeper than where we're going here, but that's just my mindset when it comes to the almighty dollar. Holla.
Okay. So being that, you know, you gave two different people. You gave the person asking for the $20 and you gave the person lending the $20.
Right.
So I think the biggest difference in those two people is not their, what can I say? It's not their job title. It's not their level of education. Right. It's how responsible they are with their assets, whether it's money, cars, whatever. Like, it's how responsible you are with your assets. So one big thing I like to encourage is to just sit down and look at what you have. Like, understand your priorities. What do you need to do? What do you want to do? Once you look at your priorities and understand what you need and want, then you have to go back and say, okay, based on this lifestyle, this is the job that I have. Can my job fulfill my lifestyle? And if it can't, then you need to just, I don't know, reconsider everything.
Or you need to reconsider the lifestyle.
Right. Either of the two. That's why I say everything. You could either get a better paying job, get a second job.
Right.
What people get a side hustle.
Right.
But you know something my daddy said? If you got to get a side hustle, your number one ain't paying you enough.
All right. Woo.
So, I mean, if you have to get a side hustle, go for it. I mean, I said that, but then I got my side hustle. Shout out to Shaq She Shit.
All right.
But it's something I love to do.
For the money, though. That's the thing. That's right. The difference. If you're chasing the money, there's too much money to chase it and fulfill your needs. It's something internal. So when you sit down to write out all the stuff that she was talking about, think about yourself a little bit there. When you sit down, like, just search internal. Like I said, I always felt as if I was whole, so I didn't need anything. But if there's a void or a hole missing, you can't fill it with material things. Like, you're still going to be yourself at the end of the day. That's why a lot of people be millionaires, billionaires, and kill themselves, because it's like, once they get the money, they realize, oh, the rest of me effed up. Because think about it. Chasing money your whole life is a distraction. It's distracting you from yourself. So once you conquer it, once you get it, you gotta, oh, that's not a goal no more. I'm not running after this anymore. Then you look at what's left on your plate, and it's yourself. And that's when people go crazy.
And you know something? Just because we're talking about budgets, I remember you saying this. I don't know when you said it.
Uh-uh.
But you were talking about, like, you know, it doesn't matter how much you make. If you make a certain amount of money, but then, like, okay, you make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But then your habits and your lifestyle cost you
$1.2 million. Right.
Then you still in the hole. Like, you can brag about being a millionaire all you want, but at the end of the day, you're in just as much debt as the person asking for $20.
And you one check away from going broke.
Exactly.
And I said that on Mirror Mentality. Shout out to Mirror Mentality. You guys check that out.
Again.
Different episode, baby. But yeah, so the bigger picture is just search within when it comes to borrowing money, because the answers lies within. And that's with most things. But when it comes to borrowing money, just check yourself first before you check to see if someone else has it. And don't have expectations either when you're asking for my money. Just because I got it don't mean I want to give it to you. So don't try to feel some kind of way when the answer is no.
Right. Exactly.
Because honestly, my no is trying to make you check within. Like, I'm hurt you feeling so bad, you're going to have to sit down or have to go try to get more drugs. One of the two. But don't take my no as a, oh, he don't care about me. Oh, he can. And then, oh, man, I hate when people, he ain't going to miss that money. How you going to count my money and ain't doing a good job counting yours? Like, come on, huh? Like,
got your eyes on the wrong prize.
Got your eyes on the wrong dollar. But a lot of times, that's why the most cliche quote is, life is what you make it. And I used to think that was so retarded growing up. But that's like 99% true. Like, it's really what you make it. Mm-hmm. Like, here's your deck of cards. How you gonna play them?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just throw the game and then expecting somebody, oh, my partner got a hand. No, you gonna look at. He got a hand. But guess what? Both of y'all losing because of you.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's a tad bit of what I have to say about the almighty dollar. And I'm going to give you a little $20. It's way deeper than that. It's way deeper than the 20. It's way deeper than whatever you borrow. It's a mindset. And until your mindset changed, you will never
prosper.
There you go.
So, something else you said a minute ago. You were talking about the person asking for the money, and then you were talking about the actual lender.
Sound like I was talking a lot.
So, you were. But it's good talk. It's good talk.
It's great talk.
So, this is more for my lenders.
All right.
Don't feel obligated to give up this $20. And I'm saying $20, but it could be $20. It could be $200. It could be $500. Don't feel obligated to give somebody else something just because they ask with their puppy dog eyes. And they give you this long story about, you know, how we didn't work but 2 days last week.
The heartless.
I didn't work but 2 days last week. And, you know, I got to, you know, support this habit, support that habit. They really don't say that, but that's all I hear. Right. All I hear is all my habits I got to support. And you know, I didn't think about this last month when I got paid. Oh, I may need to put some money back in my savings. Ooh. Maybe I need to, you know, put this back for, maybe I need to start a rainy day habit fund.
Right, right. Every time I spend 50 on drugs, let me throw 50 back.
Right. You know, how else you gonna come up? You can't live check to check or
you better know it.
$10 to $10.
Because as soon as you work them 2 days, yeah. And like you said, that's no matter if you're making $10 an hour or you're a millionaire. If you, because I promise, there are things to buy out there that will make you go broke if you're a millionaire. And if you're living check to check as a millionaire, you're just as broke as the person that's asking to borrow $20.
Right. But all in all, don't feel obligated. If both of y'all are going to work every day and they're the only ones that's asking for stuff, they're not doing something right. And that's not your responsibility to take care of them. So yeah, don't feel obligated to help somebody that's not trying to help themselves.
Because you're really crippling them. You're right. Really hurting them more than you're helping. Because guess what? When they come and they say, I only work 2 days this week, my initial response is going to be exactly what you said. My initial response is going to be, but what about all the other months you work? You need to get your house in order. That's what the old folk call get your house in order. What about all the other months that you worked every day? You worked overtime and all that. You didn't throw nothing back for that? But guess what? If I give it to you, you're still not going to throw anything back.
Right.
But if I let you suffer and feel how it really feel, oh, going forward, I gotta put at least, I don't care if I put $50 to $100. I got to put that back a month.
Bet you're going to learn from
it. You don't want, it's all, life is about feeling. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna remember exactly what happened, the reason why you didn't have that money. You gonna remember how it felt to not have that money. Ooh. You don't want to go back to feeling that again.
Empty pocket.
Ooh, empty soul. You know, see, your pocket empty is not a feeling, it's that soul.
Okay, I talked about the lender.
Okay.
And now,
we talked about the, do we call them beggar? We talked about the beggar throughout, if that's what you're about to
ask. I got another one for the beggar.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but seriously, be honest. Oh, just be honest, people.
So honest.
It's not hard at all. Just tell the truth.
Tell the truth on when you think you can give it back.
Not even that. Before you be honest with somebody else, be honest with yourself. Mm. Like when you go in asking for this money, do you really plan on paying it back? If you don't plan on paying it back, you need to rephrase your question. Don't say, let me borrow $20. Do you have $20 that you can give me? Can I have $20?
And the person gonna give it to you with a more open heart.
I really respect that more. Mm-hmm. Like, don't say, let me borrow, if you know you're not gonna pay it back.
When it comes to me, this is what I would say to the beggar. Don't give me a reason.
Their story behind it.
Yes,
you wasting my time and yours. I don't care.
I don't have to read all this, because when I'm considering giving you this money, the reason doesn't matter at all. Mm. Like, it doesn't matter what's your reason. I don't care what your reason, because when I look at my finances and then look at, can I give them this and forget about it? Your reason ain't gonna help me.
Oh, I just thought about something. This is for love, but the reasons. Uh-huh. It just made me think about, uh-oh, you know how we be walking through Walmart and them people be in the back of the store asking what kind of cable you got?
Right.
This is my thought. Before I approach them, before I get in the vicinity for them to be able to ask me, I already know I'm gonna tell them I ain't got no cable, or I got whatever y'all saying I need. I'm gonna go ahead and tell them that, because I don't want to talk to them. So when you come to me asking for them $20 and you feel like, oh, I need to give her a story to support my argument for my $20, I don't care. This is not the courtroom. Like, you have no argument. Like, we will not sit. Like, I'm like, once you ask for it, more than likely, I already made up in my mind, boom.
Man, what?
Like, yes, I'm going to give it to you, or no, I'm not.
Right.
Your story does not matter. I don't care how long you make your story. Like I said, you wasting my time and yours. Yep. Like, it's not going to do you any good. That's what me, just personally.
I'm trying to think, have I ever not gave it to somebody because of that
story? Ooh, I have. I have. And like I said, I had my mind made up at first. I was going to give them the $20. You give me this long, you know, novel of why you need it.
You need to pay me $20 to have to read that.
Nah, I ain't got it.
Oh, shoot. But I think so that about wraps it up. You got any homework for the class?
So, homework. I mean, we touched on it, but just to make sure it's on top and you walk away thinking about it. Create a budget. Like, you know your income and you know your expenses. Only you know that. Like, you know the type of lifestyle you need. Create a budget so that your bottom line is a positive number instead of a negative number.
And that's what you can say.
With a lot of debt. So create a budget. And then, you know, if you're lending this money out, don't support a habit that you wouldn't have for yourself. Like, don't waste your time.
It never ends right.
And then for both parties of the matter, be honest. If you don't plan on paying them back, say, let me have it. If you do plan on paying them back, be honest and maybe I need to pay you $10 this week, $10 next week. You know, that's better than lying and dodging and
no dollars.
Pretending everything is okay.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Okay.
Well, till next time, guys, class is dismissed.
Peace.